Zakynthos is a lively place, its beaches and blue waters drawing tourists from around the world. The island's capital city boasts dozens of clubs, bars, shops, and restaurants, all built after a massive earthquake toppled nearly every building on the island. Israel was the first country to send assistance, an act explained in part by a visit to the Jewish cemetery, which sits on a steep hill overlooking the city. Here stands a small stone memorial to the Jews who were born on this island but moved to neighboring Corfu and Crete. During the Second World War, they were rounded up and sent to Nazi concentration camps. The Jews of Zakynthos, on the other hand, survived, thanks to a remarkable act of courage, the subject of a new documentary. Life Will Smile features 84-year-old Haim Constantini, a Holocaust survivor now living in Israel. He was born and raised on Zakynthos.
Ονομάζομαι Κωνσταντίνης Σαμουήλ Χαΐμ. Η σημασία του ονόματος Χαΐμ είναι ζωή.
He tells how, as a 9-year-old boy, he witnessed the arrival of Nazi troops who would occupy the island, deprive its people of food, and demand that their mayor, Lucas Carrère, and bishop turn over the names of Jews who lived there.
The Bishop Chrysostomos, he was a bishop educated in Germany. He was educated in Munich. So he could deal with the Germans because he knew their culture.
Co-producer Dimitri Skilastiris says the bishop and mayor claim there were no Jews. The German commander was not convinced. There was, after all, a synagogue on the island, so surely there were Jews. The mayor and bishop said they would come back with a list. They proceeded to notify the Jewish community and to organize an escape for all 275 people. As he prepared to film, producer Stephen Priavolos hoped to speak with the bishop and mayor, but Skalistiris learned they had died. He suggested an interview with the bishop's successor.
We asked today's bishop. He was very close to the then bishop, and he goes that, he did everything. Through all the churches, he managed to find the right people and get them to the villages, and he did everything.
But the niece of the mayor thought he deserved the credit for sending Jews into the countryside where the Greek resistance helped them find safe places to hide. And those whose families sheltered the Jews had another idea.
For all the time we had them in our house, we were risking. The Germans could come and arrest us and shoot us because we were hiding them. We were the ones at risk, not them.
That difference of opinion intrigued the filmmakers.
All of the stories are true. And that's what makes it an even better story, because it's not about one hero. It's about a whole island.
As for the mayor and the bishop, they returned to the German commander with a list. On it were just two names, their own. What happened next remains a mystery, something the men never talked about. Some say they left to hide on a neighboring island. Others say they were arrested and tortured. Whatever the truth, they survived the war and were honored by the State of Israel in 1978. Many Zakynthian Jews had left for Israel after the war, but in 1948, some of them donated windows for the Church of St. Dionysus. It's the largest church on Zakynthos and one of only three buildings to survive a massive earthquake in 1953. The first boat to arrive with aid to the victims of that disaster was from Israel, with a message that read, "The Jews of Zakynthos have never forgotten their mayor or their beloved bishop and what they did for us." Dionysis Tsilimigras owns a resort on the island where his family has lived for centuries. He learned of how the island protected its Jewish population from his father, who was in the Greek resistance.
I felt very proud because I reflected immediately problems that we're facing nowadays in our modern society and how actual this case could be as a lesson nowadays where we face minorities, religion, different cultures living in the same city, in the same country, and all these kind of things.
The story was not widely known, he says, because it was overshadowed. Greece descended into civil war as soon as the Nazis left. 150,000 people died and 500,000 were displaced. Now, however, as Europe finds itself again facing anti-Semitism and anti-immigrant groups, he hopes the story of his island will inspire more tolerance and love.
In the global history, it's such a small event. Greece is a small country. Zakynthos is even a smaller island. But it's one of the events that really makes you feel that humanity, it's existing in small places, in different places all over the world. And it's nice to hear about stories like that.
The documentary's narrator, Chaim Constantini, agrees and closes the film with a love song, presumably to the place and the people who saved his life. For DW, I'm Sandy Houseman in Zakynthos.
Σ' αγαπώ γιατί είσαι ωραία, σ' αγαπώ γιατί είσαι εσύ. Το παρά, το παράθυρο κλεισμένο, το παράθυρο κλεισμένο, το παράθυρο κλειστό. Άνοιξε, άνοιξε το ένα φύλλο, άνοιξε το ένα φύλλο, την εικόνα σου να ειδώ. Σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ γιατί είσαι ωραία, σ' αγαπώ γιατί είσαι ωραία, σ' αγαπώ γιατί είσαι εσύ.